こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 134. Today in this episode, I would like to talk about in-group and out-group. Now let's go. In-group, in Japanese we call this uchi. Out-group, we call this soto. Uchi and soto are very important concepts for Japanese people.Uchi and soto are a pair of Japanese words that mean inside and outside. Like other word pairs that describe position or direction, such as on and off or up and down, they help us see different dimensions of things. Uchi and soto can be challenging to understand, as they actually go beyond indicating physical position or direction.For instance, they can also be used for social relations, which uchi means in-group and soto means out-group. Your family and close friends are considered as uchi, which is in-group, as well as your co-workers and superiors at work. However, your clients are always considered soto, which is out-group.When speaking with someone from an out-group, it is important that the out-group be honored and the in-group humbled. This is done through the use of Japanese honorific language. Although many young people don't embrace this tradition as much as the older generation does, uchi and soto is still the big part of the foundation of Japanese business culture. Japanese customer service is known for its high quality,And I personally think that it is a bit excessive, especially with this uchi and soto custom. In Japan, customers are to be treated with the utmost respect. If you are a salesperson, you are expected to use honorific wordings all the time with your customers. One way to do is to speak humbly about your boss and colleagues who are a part of uchi category.So if your manager's last name is Yamada, you would refer to him as Yamada in front of your customers, and not as Yamada Bucho. So Bucho means manager. It is a little strange, but you are basically respecting your customer by humbling your manager's position. The size of each uchi circle and who it includes changes based on the situation. For example,If you're talking to your colleagues and you're talking about your manager, then the in-group will be you and your colleague, and the manager will be considered as out-group. So for example, you're talking to your colleague and you're talking about your manager. So your manager's name is Yamada-san. Then you will say to your colleague,
私は Yamada 部長に花をいただきました。私は Yamada 部長に花をいただきました。
So in typical Japanese workplace, you will address your manager with the position name. So for example,
Yamada Bucho.
Yamada is the last name. Bucho is the position name, which is manager. So you can either say Yamada Bucho or just Bucho. So in this case, you will say
Yamada Bucho,
and then you will say,いただきます。So, いただきます means to receive. This is a humble form of もらいます。It means to receive. So, in this case, because you and your colleague are in the same in-group, we will show respect to the manager who is in the out-group. However, this uchi and soto relation will change depending on the situation. For example, when you're talking to your client about your manager,In this case, you and the manager are in the same uchi group, in-group, and then your client will be considered as out-group. Then you will say,
私は Yamada に花をもらいました。私は Yamada に花をもらいました。
So you don't say Yamada 部長 in this case. You will just say Yamada.Which is the person's last name. And then we will use もらいます. It means to receive. We don't say いただきます. So basically, we're respecting the customer by humbling the manager's position. We will say Yamada, and then we will say moraimasu. So today we learned about uchi and soto. In English, it means in-group and out-group. This concept is important, especially when you're working in Japan. So depending on who you're talking with, you have to consider whether that person is an in-group or out-group. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。